Kind of a peek behind the curtain this morning. Kat, of course, wearing her football jersey.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah, that's it. So, mention that because, well, apparently gangs have ruined yet another thing in U.S. America.
Oh, no.
U.S. American gangs have put the kibosh on the ability for students in Denver's Weld County School District 6 to wear Peyton Manning jerseys. Peyton's number, you see, was the number one bestseller among NFL jerseys since April. But since the mere sight of his number 8 could very well start a knife fight in Mrs. Johnson's third grade art class.
What?
Nobody at Weld County District School can profess their allegiance to their legendary quarterback. Gang wars.
Can't we all just get along?
No.
Third grade?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure
knife
about that.
Knife fights in art class?
Well, again, that's a little hyperbole, maybe.
I didn't know if you were reading that.
Well, it could be that, you know, you turn the brush around if you're painting, and that could be dangerous.
Oh.
It might be that, too.
You're painting with a broad brush.
That's it. So, very nice. Thank you. So, we learned in the last half hour that Kat used to work at Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very long, but you have enough stories for your 2 weeks seem like a lifetime.
To Baskin-Robbins' credit, you know, y'all were asking if the uniform was that expensive. It wasn't expensive, but the fact is you're paid on a two-week pay period, mm-hmm. and they take the uniform out of your paycheck. So I felt like my duty was to work the full 2 weeks so that they could have, you know, to pay for the uniform, and then I would be able to quit.
When did you know that Baskin-Robbins was not right for you? Was it the Popeye arm thing?
No.
You scared about that?
I was doing two jobs at once, and one day I had to wear really nice clothes to my other job where I worked at a bookstore in retail.
Uh-huh.
And so I had my uniform for Baskin-Robbins, and then I had my other, well, sort of a uniform, but not exactly. And I was driving on the highway in Waco, and my nice clothes got sucked out the window.
Oh, well.
On my way to work, I had left Baskin-Robbins and was driving to work, and my clothes got sucked out the window, and I thought, I can't do this anymore.
I hate it when that happens.
So I took the exit and had to drive through all these one-way streets through a neighborhood and then park under this bridge and run out into the highway and get my clothes off the street.
That's so fascinating.
Anyway, so
really
that's what happened to me.
Did you roll up your windows since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, but my AC was broken at the time, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, there you go. All right.
It was a difficult time.
There you go. So here we go. Baskin-Robbins has given us
But I have no hard feelings towards Baskin-Robbins.
Okay, well, that's good. Waffle, and I know where that store is. It's right by the Baylor campus, isn't it?
It's on the other side of town. Actually...
Oh, that's the reason. You weren't in the Ivy Square Shopping Center. You were over there.
Hush you.
On the other side. I lived in Waco. I know about Waco.
I was in North Waco.
Yeah.
It's like right next to the gigantic HEB and the Target.
And she's making fun of knife fights, okay? She was in North Waco,
exactly.
And she's making fun of
knife fights. I'll tell you the stories about how my windows of my car got busted out on another day.
All right, we'll save that one. That'll be something to look forward to. So anyway, Baskin-Robbins has given us waffle chip dippers, a nacho-like frozen treat consisting of soft-serve vanilla ice cream topped with chocolate syrup, M&M's and Snicker pieces.
Oh, tasty.
Yes, and 6 hand-cut waffle and brownie chips for dipping.
Now that sounds good.
Just 500 calories.
How many dollars?
Yeah, you know, they didn't give us a price point.
Yeah, but see, if you share it with 4 friends, you're only eating 100 calories.
Of course. Of course. That's the way to look at it. You're right. But the thing is,
if you have 4 friends.
Yeah, if you have, first of all, you have to find 4 friends. Secondly, you
3
have to,
cats.
You have to find one that will eat at the same pace you do, because if not, you may not get your fair share. I'd hate to think that an elbowing knife fight could break out at a Baskin. Oh, well, no, in North Waco it could.
Searching.